From NPR News, it's Day to Day, and we're joined again by NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. Ron, happy President's Day.
And same to you, Alex, and may I say you are sounding very presidential today.
I just think, Mr. Bush, I know, was over at Mount Vernon earlier today. I think this has got to be a good day for Mr. Bush because Congress is not in town. They take off this entire week for President's Day recess and go home to the districts. But, boy, he had a tough time last week with this non-binding resolution opposing the plan for more troops in Iraq. On Saturday, then, the Senate held a rare weekend session, took a test vote on this House resolution. Most of the senators were in favor.
Indeed. So you might even say that the Congress is showing more respect to President's Day this week than they're showing to the president.
Hmm. 56 senators voted for this, but that's not enough to get it past the cloture point. They really needed 60 votes, so it was a little shy of actually getting there.
That's right.
Go on. Sorry.
56 senators voted for it, as you say, and that is an interesting percentage of the 100-member Senate because the House vote was also 56%, 56 and a fraction, in favor of the resolution and opposing the troop buildup.
And in both chambers, they're getting close to public opinion on this war, at least measured by polls.
Yeah, they seem to be catching up to the people a little bit here. The polls show that at least 56% of the public opposes what the White House calls a troop surge in Baghdad. Some polls reach 60% or even higher opposed to this idea.
Explain this cloture cutoff on Saturday. Would you people need to be reminded about the Senate's way of doing business?
Indeed. The Senate, you can pass a resolution with a simple majority, but it's pointless to even begin trying formal consideration of that resolution until you have cut off the threat of a filibuster by the minority. And you need 60 votes to do that. And the vote on Saturday was a vote to prevent a Republican filibuster, and it fell 4 votes shy.
Even though 7 Republicans did cross the aisle and voted with the Democrats.
That's right. There was more Republican support for this in the Senate than in the House in percentage terms, 14% in the Senate and just about 8 in the House. A little bit disappointing, I think, to a lot of the Democrats in the House that they didn't get more Republicans to cross over and join them.
But the Democrats' spin on this was that they had majorities in both chambers, and so they win and the Republicans look bad. How about the Republicans' version?
The White House and the Republican leaders in Congress say several things. First, that the resolution only passed one chamber and it's dead. Second, that the resolution was non-binding, so it has no legal effect and it's meaningless. And third, they say, in essence, see you next round, because the next round will be the spending bill for Iraq and Afghanistan that comes up next month, and that's a different playing field.
It's real votes and real money we're talking about.
And the politics of the question changed dramatically. The same polls that show people opposed to the surge show that they're also opposed to cutting off funds for the troops in Iraq. Even the resolution the Dems just passed says that they'll continue to support the troops in Iraq. So if you start talking about funding changes, the Republicans are going to say, hey, you're abandoning the troops in mid-battle.
That is going to make it very difficult, you think, further action to block the president?
Indeed. But the Democrats are determined to find some kind of a way to defund the surge without hurting the forces already there. And they're probably going to try to do it through setting high levels of pre-training and equipment that'll be very hard to meet and send troops into Iraq.
So sounds like a spin war that we're going to be fighting out in the media here.
Indeed. But also, while we're doing that, we've got to watch the events on the ground because that's what's really going to determine which way this thing goes.
NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. Ron, thank you again.
Thank you, Alex.